Welcome back to our show. I'm Gary Fretz, and coming up in our next segment, we're talking to Stephen and Estelle Cocroft about all of their adventures sailing all over the world. And we were talking about how much does cruising cost? And so let's don't beat around the bush. What? Give me some dollars per month that most cruisers spend.
Well, it depends where you're cruising. If you're cruising the Caribbean islands, the Windwards and Leewards, where there's a big population of cruising boats and charter boats, it can be expensive because all the prices are high. The truth is that you probably could get away very, very comfortably with around $3,000 a month. You would be able to go and do interior trips. You'd be able to go out eating. You'd be able to maintain your boat, do the annual haul out, and really have a great lifestyle on about $3,000 a month. We've met cruisers who live on $500 a month. The other option, of course, is if you want to, there's a lot of work when you travel through these islands, delivering boats, captaining day charter boats, working in restaurants, helping people repair boats, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, the high end, I would say, is $3,000 a month, and the low end, I would say, is $1,500 a month for Americans because, you know, we're used to a lot more comforts than other people from less developed countries.
Wait a second. You mean you don't need a work permit to work in a restaurant or do some of these other things?
We never found it a problem. Delivering boats, you certainly don't need a work permit. That's what I did. I did a lot of deliveries for charter companies, and no work permits required for that. Working in restaurants, Estelle used to work as a bartender and made very good money. And no work permit required. You're just transient labor.
And then, of course, there were some of our friends who were doctors and nurses. And all these islands, third world countries, are desperately in need of medical personnel. And they go and work them and work there, and the locals absolutely welcome them to work in their hospitals.
And what were some of the other technical trades you were telling me are in big demand around the world?
Well, if I were to do it over again, I would certainly develop a couple of skills specific to boating. Every anchorage you're in is always full of cruisers, and as you know, boats always have some problem or another. We had guys who were welders, carried a little welding machine, and they were able to do welding. Diesel engines always giving problems, and a very experienced diesel guy always had work. People were paying him either in money or in beer and barter trade to help fix diesel engines. Another really good, there are a lot of courses available. You can become a pretty good diesel guy just by doing courses that are available in the U.S. Another very good skill to have that you can sell that's marketable would be electrics and especially electronics. Learn, become an expert on a specific brand of electronic, because everyone's always got problems with their instruments and their GPS and their autopilot. So there are a lot of ways to, there are a lot of skills you can develop before you go that'll sustain you.
Stella, you were talking about having a sewing machine on your boat. What was that about?
Oh, yeah. I had my sewing machine. I was a fashion designer in my former life. What I used to do is I used to sew canvas. I had a heavy-duty machine. I used to sew canvas. But also I had my regular machine that I made clothes for people. I made courtesy flags. People are always coming running over, you know, asking me to fix a thing here or there. And so I was always busy and charging for it.
You know, and I heard about some guys that hooked up with charter companies, and the charter companies would sell these one-way charters from, like, the Virgin Islands to Grenada, and then they needed somebody to bring the boats back. So these guys would just congregate around Grenada, and then they'd make $600 for sailing the boat back to the Virgin Islands, and then they'd have to buy an air ticket back. So I think that's a good way to pick up some extra change too.
Well, that's one of the I did most of my deliveries, in fact, were for charter companies. I moved between the islands, and in fact, even did delivery from Annapolis back down to St. Martin, which was quite lucrative. So, there's always work if you want to work.
Now, you all ran a sailing school, or you were doing these week long learn to sail and coastal cruising schools. Tell me about that. And you made some pretty good money doing that, didn't you?
Well, I started off, I got an ASA instructor license, and I worked for a school down in St. Martin. That evolved to where we used our own boat to run the sailing schools, and we made very good money. We would make enough money in 6 months to live for the whole year and didn't have to touch our nest egg at all, which was very, very, a very nice situation for us.
We train couples specifically to do the sailing schools with us on board. We teach them, you know, just general lifestyle, the sailing lifestyle. So it's not as much about or only about sailing. It's how to live the lifestyle.
Now, how would you typically operate? I mean, like, they come on the boat on a Saturday or a Sunday, right? And then what happens every day?
Well, they'd arrive typically on a Saturday. We'd spend Saturday night on the dock. Sunday, we'd have our safety briefing and teach them all about the functions of the boat, and then we'd go out sailing. The emphasis is on liveaboard training so that the people would really understand the intricacies of living aboard. You know, there are a lot of peripherals like dinghy and outboard, etc., proper anchoring etiquette. And we'd spend a week sailing from location to location, just teaching the people the liveaboard lifestyle and teaching them also, of course, giving them the ASA course.
Is there some certification you get when you attend this school?
Yeah, the ASA courses that we did were 101, 103, 104, and 114, which were, the 114 is for catamarans.
That's American Sailing Association?
That's right, yeah. And so the people would have a great vacation, they'd have a liveaboard experience, and they'd leave with a certification. Estelle was very involved as well. We did it as a couple, and Estelle contributed hugely.
Yeah, the ladies will always come and say, well, we don't really, I'm doing this because my husband is doing it, and or he wants me to do it. By the end of the trip, well, we battle to get the girls away from the helm because they really so enjoy it. Sailing is pleasurable. It is something, there's nothing more free than to live this lifestyle. And once you experience it, it's very, very hard to go back.
Yeah, as soon as we discovered you didn't get a bill for the win, we were hooked. But if you want to learn more about the sailing schools and the liveaboard courses, we have a website which is www.catamaranguru.com, where we cover all aspects of cruising. Estelle has her own special section called Girly Guru with all her favorite stuff. I'm sure the ladies would enjoy going there and seeing what a real lady cruiser has to say.
Let's talk about other ways to get experience. I found that when I was growing up, the fastest way to get knowledgeable is by racing, because when you're racing on a boat, you are forced to go out in heavy winds, rainstorms, at night. Just about every type of weather situation you can imagine was encountered doing that. And so I'd recommend anybody to look into being a crew on a race boat. But what are some of the other ways that people get experience?
Well, we've taught hundreds of people to sail. In fact, we have some of our second ever sailing school students who did a sailing school with us, ended up buying a boat, and they left Chicago a couple of months ago. They've been all the way down the Mississippi into the Gulf, and they're coming to visit us in Fort Lauderdale in 2 days' time. A good way to get experience is to charter boats. You can go to many locations around the world and charter boats from all the established charter companies. This is probably a great way to get started. Once you've done that, I suggest looking for deliveries as a crew on deliveries with experienced captains. That's a great way to get some mileage and get some offshore experience. I don't know if Stella, you got anything to add to that?
Yeah, chartering is obviously a fabulous way to learn. We found that almost every one of our sea school students, after they had done the sailing course to brush up on their skills, went chartering, and they obviously and then used the skills that they've learned, and that's how they ended up then buying their boat.
What about I've heard about these charter companies that have programs of reciprocal use where if you're an owner, you get to go all around the world. Why don't we talk about that when we get back from the break? We're going to be right back, and we'll be talking again about getting experience, going cruising. This is Gary Fretz, and you're listening to Yachts, the Perfect Escape Vehicle on Overseas Radio Network.